But do you think there's an irony that a lot of this woke ideology comes out of cultural Marxism?
Well, again, I don't frankly go that deeply because you can all tie it, and Marxism came from Europe, and by the way, you know, Marx didn't like Russia so much.
Well, Marx was hired by Henry Rothschild to create a system of social control and paid by the British.
But okay, going back to British, you know, British, I believe, are incredibly aggressive to instill different things worldwide. They're suffering from lots of immigration, from digital ID they now try to implement, which is really a way to control people.
And I think it's insanity.
It is insanity. You know, Prime Minister Starmer is the least popular prime minister in the history of Great Britain. I had to mention on Twitter that his great speech when President Trump called him in Egypt and pretended to give him a word and then said, no, go back, and he didn't even get to speak. So I think you have really the issue with Britain, some European countries. And by the way, we love European people and British people. But they've been taken over by aggressive politicians who really try to control their societies and who try to hide the problems of those societies, but by making Russia a victim, and who work a lot by basically, not a victim, but making Russia bad, and working a lot to really undermine any discussion we may have with the US. That is a big fear for many of the forces in UK and the liberal forces in Europe, that Russia and US would actually have a good dialogue.